Hola, ¿cómo estás? Espero que todo esté bien contigo. This is Tamara Marie, host of the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast. I wanted to ask you a quick question before we get started with this episode. Do you have trouble hearing and understanding native Spanish speakers? Whether you've been learning Spanish for 2 weeks or 2 years, it can be a struggle to really understand the fast pace of Spanish spoken by native speakers. So if that's you, don't worry, I got you. I have developed a method that will help you understand 80% of spoken Spanish in less than 30 minutes. This method will help you improve your ability to hear and understand native Spanish speakers so you can increase your listening comprehension and shed your fear of being afraid to start a conversation. You know, a lot of times we don't want to talk to someone in Spanish because we're afraid that when they talk back, we're not going to understand what they say. So we really need to get after that fear by improving our Spanish listening skills. So if this is something that you're interested in, I'd love to share it with you. I'm providing access to this masterclass absolutely free so that you can learn how to improve your Spanish listening skills. If you want to sign up, just go to SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. That's SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. Now, we're only going to have this masterclass available for a limited time, so make sure you sign up today if you want to get access, SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. Okay, let's get to this episode of the podcast. Are you learning Spanish and interested in exploring the culture of Colombia? Well, join us for this episode of the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast, where we explore the song En Barranquilla Me Quedo by Joe Arroyo and discover its phrases that you can use in your everyday Spanish conversations. I'll explain how you can use these expressions naturally when you're speaking Spanish, also while we discover the rich history of this Colombian city, Barranquilla. Entonces, vamos a empezar. Let's get started.
Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast, the show for Spanish learners that love music, travel, and culture. Close your grammar textbooks, shut down the language apps, and open your ears to how Spanish is spoken in the real world. Let us show you how to go from beginner to bilingual. Here is your host, certified language coach, Tamara Marie.
Hola, bienvenidos al episodio 179. Welcome to episode 179 of the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast. Today we'll be exploring the phrases and expressions from the song En Barranquilla Me Quedo. And this song is really a tribute to the city of Barranquilla by an artist that we've actually explored some of his music previously on the podcast, and that's Joe Arroyo. He's actually from Colombia, and we'll actually include a link in the show notes to other resources for Colombian Spanish, as well as the episode that we did with another song that we feature by this artist. But in this song, we're going to dive into the Caribbean coasts of Colombia and the culture there. As usual, on this podcast, we like to talk a lot about Latin music and generally salsa and other rhythms that are from the Caribbean region. So this goes right along with that. And while Colombians are known for their specific Spanish accent and the way that they speak in different parts of the country, in this episode, we're going to focus specifically on the Caribbean region. So what I'm going to do first is I'm going to break down the lyrics to the song, then I'll give some meanings of some of the phrases that are more specific to the coast of the Caribbean in Colombia, and then I'll explain some ways that you can use those phrases in your conversations. All right, so if you're ready, let's dive in. So the song starts out by saying, Del Caribe aflora, del Caribe aflora. And again, the song is about the city of Barranquilla. So in it saying from the Caribbean, it emerges or flourishes. So this is where the city comes from. Bella encantadora. Bella encantadora. So beautiful and enchanting. Con mar y río. With sea and river. Una gran sociedad. A grand society. So it really just means a great society. Just really great people. Barranquilla hermosa, a beautiful Barranquilla. Yo te canto ahora. Yo te canto ahora. I sing to you now. con gratitud y amor. With gratitude and love. Del cantor al pueblo que adora. Del cantor al pueblo que adora. From the singer to the town he adores. A la nobleza y sentir. A la nobleza y sentir. So he's saying to the nobility and the feeling. So again, this whole song is him expressing how beautiful the city of Barranquilla is. De su gente acogedora. De su gente acogedora means of its welcoming people. So su gente is referring to the people of the city of Barranquilla. A mi patria chiquita, to my little homeland, que me apoyó, that supported me. Tu nombre pa' mí significa, your name to me means, la esperanza de la vida, the hope of life. Llegué a ti cuando tenía mis 14 primavera. Llegué a ti cuando tenía mis 14 primavera. So he's saying that I arrived here at ti. So again, he's talking to the city. I arrived to you when I was 14 years old. And he's using a different phrase to describe being 14. Instead of saying cuando tenía 14 años, he's saying mis 14 primavera. So he's saying like at my 14th spring. So again, he's just saying that he's lived 14 years. And then he says, tomé mi resolución. I made my resolution. So I made a decision. Que lo sepa todo el mundo. To let everyone in the world know. Que en Barranquilla me quedo. That I'm staying in Barranquilla. So then we have like the chorus that repeats over and over again. En Barranquilla me quedo. I'm staying in Barranquilla. Me quedo viviendo a lo ñero. So I'm staying here living like a local. And I'll explain some of these phrases again a little bit after we go through the lyrics. Yo te lo juro y no soy cañero, bebé. Yo te lo juro y no soy cañero, bebé. So he's saying, I swear to you. So basically, like, I'm telling the truth. And I'm not a troublemaker, baby. So cañero is a way of saying someone who causes trouble. So he's basically saying, you can take my word for it. Like when I say this, I'm telling the truth. En la arenosa me quedo. In the sandy land I stay. Or I'm staying in this land that's full of sand. Arenoso. So arena is sand. Y arenosa is sandy. La mejor tierra antillana. La mejor tierra antillana. The best Antillean land. So he's just saying this is like the best place in the entire region. So Antillana or Antillean refers to a specific group of islands in the Caribbean. So he's just saying this is the best place out of all those places. Donde la gente es tan grata. Donde la gente es tan grata. Where the people are so pleasant. So I want to just point out here, la gente es, because in English, people refers to more than one person, and it also does in Spanish. So generally when we're talking about people, we treat it as plural. So we wouldn't say the people is, we say the people are. But in Spanish, because the word gente is singular, is la gente es, not la gente son. So just important to notice that, because that is a difference between English and Spanish. So la gente es tan grata. So the people are so pleasant, so welcoming. Puerta de oro y de la salsa. Puerta de oro y de la salsa. So this literally translates to the golden gate and of salsa. So Barranquilla, the city, is really known as the golden gate of the country of Colombia. And it really gives an idea of the importance of the country's cultural heritage, as well as it being a commercial hub, because, you know, in the Caribbean, it's a port city, so generally lots of commerce is transacted through there. And of course, same Puerta de la Salsa también, so it's also the gate or the door to salsa music. It references that the city really does have a rich musical heritage as well. So he goes on to say, pa mi Dios, que yo le pego. Pa mi Dios, que yo le pego. Now, literally, this means like, and for my God, I hit it. yo le pego. But it really doesn't really mean that. When you can't really translate that literally, he's really just saying that he is there, you know, he's dancing salsa. He's talking about that he's really getting into the music and the rhythm, and he's doing it for a higher reason, right? So it's not something you can translate literally. Quien denigre de esta raza. Quien denigre de esta raza. So whoever denigrates this race. So basically whoever talks down about the people from there. Y si a mí me meten preso. Y si a mí me meten preso. So that's, and if they put me in jail. So preso is literally jail. And me meten is to, they put me in. Barranquilla a mí me saca. Barranquilla a mí me saca. So if they put me in jail, Barranquilla will get me out. And you can look at this more figuratively, saying that anytime he's having like a hard time, just kind of knowing the pride of this city and this place, it kind of takes him out of it or liberates him from it. Porque en tierra firme me quedo. Porque en tierra firme me quedo. So he says, because I am standing on firm land, because I stay on firm land. So tierra is the land. Tierra firme means basically he's grounded. That's really what that means. Yo lo pregono porque te quiero, mujer. I proclaim it because I love you, woman. And again, he's talking about the city here. En la arenosa me quedo. In the sandy land, I stay. A Barranquilla querida, yo le traigo este mambo. So to my beloved Barranquilla, I bring you this mambo. So again, mambo, another genre of music, very, very closely related to salsa. In fact, sometimes people use those terms interchangeably, but mambo really does have a rich history as well that predates the term or the usage of the term salsa. But the rhythms of mambo you can hear in like more modern salsa music. So again, you hear mambo, salsa, think of it as more of like a predecessor to or a type of rhythm of salsa music. So not much difference there. I mean, you dance to them very similarly. En Barranquilla me quedo sabroso, ahí nada más. So he's saying, I'm staying in Barranquilla, I'm staying flavorful, sabroso, like full of flavor. And he's just saying, oh yeah, I'm staying here. Nada más, nothing else, nowhere else. Por sus mujeres, qué lindas son sus mujeres. How beautiful are its women. Tierra linda y tropical. Beautiful and tropical land. Te juro que me quedo a gozar. I swear that I stay to enjoy. Okay, so that's pretty much the lyrics of the song. It is a very fun song, very danceable, very upbeat. I encourage you to listen to it if you haven't already. As usual, we will put the song on our website, on our show notes page, so you can go to learnspanishconsalsa.com/179 for episode 179, so you can check out the song En Barranquilla Me Quedo by Joe Arroyo. So now let's go through some of the colloquial phrases and talk about some of the context behind them so you can better understand some of the lyrics of the song. Now it's really important to note that some of these phrases and references have specific cultural and regional connotations that are associated with Barranquilla and the Colombian Caribbean coast. So this song really does celebrate the city, its culture, its people, and the singer is really expressing his deep connection and appreciation for the city. So let's start with the phrase, me quedo viviendo a lo ñero. Me quedo viviendo a lo ñero. So the term ñero is a colloquial word, and it's used in the Caribbean coast of Colombia to refer to a friend or a companion. Now the phrase viviendo a lo ñero, it really means that you're living like a local. So you're embracing the culture, you're adopting the lifestyle, you're basically living like you live there. It's also using the phrase me quedo, and that's used several times throughout the song. So of course, the title of the song, En Barranquilla Me Quedo, it's repeated over and over again, and it translates to I'm staying in Barranquilla. So literally, en Barranquilla I stay, but in English we would probably express that more like, hey, I'm staying here. I'm staying in Barranquilla. So he's really expressing he has a strong attachment and love for the city of Barranquilla. And then he also says, we talked about the line, en tierra firme, me quedo. So he's saying, I'm staying on firm land. So this is really, again, talking about how he feels stable. He feels like he has a real foundation in the city. Now, me quedo is actually, it's one verb. It's a conjugation of the verb quedarse. So this is a reflexive verb. So quedar and quedarse, when you put that together, it means to stay or to remain. Now, you can use the word me quedo in daily conversation also. Like, for example, if you're traveling, you can say, me quedo en el hotel con mi familia. Me quedo en el hotel con mi familia. I'm staying in the hotel with my family. Or I stay in the hotel with my family. Now, the song also uses the phrase, me quedo a gozar, which means I'm staying to enjoy myself. So this is something you can also use in conversation. The phrase, me quedo a, and you're using the me quedo a to say the reason or purpose that you're staying. So for example, you can say, me quedo a trabajar, I'm staying for work. Or, me quedo a desayunar, I'm staying for breakfast. So you can see how you can use these with verbs to say that the reason I'm staying is because I want to do this thing. You can also use me quedo to say that you are keeping something or you're going to stick with it. So for example, you could say, a partir de ahora, me quedo con lo que sé. A partir de ahora, me quedo con lo que sé. So from now on, I'm sticking to what I know. And from now on, I'll stick to what I know. So again, the me quedo con is like I'm staying with lo que sé, which is what I know, right? That which I know. So this is again just saying I'm sticking with that idea. So it's a little bit more, not necessarily figurative way, but a less literal way of using the term, like you're staying with the idea versus you're literally staying in a physical place. You can also use me quedo con to say that you're keeping something. So for example, I could say me quedo con la mía. Me quedo con la mía. And that means I'm sticking with or I'm keeping mine. So I'm keeping this, it's what belongs to me. Or me quedo con la cama, like I'm gonna stay in the bed, right? So again, these are just some different words you can use the verb quedarse, and this is in the first person present tense, me quedo. Now the next version of the song that we're gonna look at is Vacílalo Rumbero. Now this is a Colombian expression, really typical in the Caribbean coast, and it's really just talking about enjoying dance, the rhythm of the music, and it's really just, again, used when you're talking about partying or dancing. It's like, hey, let's enjoy the music. Let's hang out and dance. There's also the phrase where he says, no soy cañero, bebé. No soy cañero. And cañero refers to someone who causes trouble or is really rowdy. So he's really saying when he says no soy cañero, he's emphasizing that despite the stereotype that he's not, you know, he's not a troublemaker, right? He's committed to staying in Barranquilla, right? When he's saying te lo juro. So he's like, you can trust me. No soy cañero. So I'm not somebody who's just here to cause trouble. The next line that we already talked about a little bit, but I want to just explain the significance of it a little bit more. So he says, en la arenosa me quedo. En la arenosa me quedo. So we talked about arena being sand, en arenosa meaning, you know, it's full of sand or sandy. But la arenosa is also a nickname for the city of Barranquilla. And of course, it's derived from the fact that there is really sandy soil in the area. Obviously, there's beaches, it's on the coast. So it really talks more about arenosa as being a way that the city is referred to. Then he also says, towards the end, que lo sepa todo el mundo. Que lo sepa todo el mundo. Now that's used to emphasize that like everyone needs to know this, right? So que lo sepa is so that they know, or so the whole world, or so that everyone knows. So que lo sepa todo el mundo. So this is really an expression you can use to share news or information that you think is important that you think people should know. You're really emphasizing it here. So, for example, if you're talking to someone, you can say, ella tiene miedo al agua, solo para que lo sepa. So, she's afraid of the water, just so you know. So, again, you're basically saying this information is important. Pay attention to it. It can also be used to mean something like FYI or for your information or for the record. So, for example, you could say, para que lo sepas, sé que fuiste tú. Para que lo sepas, sé que fuiste tú. Just for the record, I know it was you. So again, here, para que lo sepa, we're using, and para que lo sepa is referring to sort of like the third person, but para que lo sepas is when I'm talking directly to someone. So that's sort of the only difference there. But again, the idea is like, hey, this is important information that I want to call your attention to. All right. So I hope you have enjoyed this breakdown of the song En Barranquilla Me Quedo, and that you've learned a little bit about the city of Barranquilla in Colombia. I remember on our website, we have some resources for learning more about Colombian Spanish. If you just go to learnspanishconsalsa.com/Colombia, you can see our other episodes if you want to learn more about the country of Colombia. And also, again, if you want to hear the song, make sure you go to the show notes page for this episode, learnspanishconsalsa.com/179 for episode 179 of the podcast. As always, I hope that something you heard in this episode has taken you one step closer from Spanish beginner to bilingual. Hasta la próxima.
Thank you for listening to the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast at learnspanishconsalsa.com.